Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing. But I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer. Can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms, but that's about it.
No, there's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things.
I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
Netanyahu, what do you have to say? What do you have to say to Alex Jones right now, Nick Fuentes, and Ye?
It was bad. It was bad for Trump to meet with Nick and Ye. Okay.
I had no idea your voice was going to sound like that, Netanyahu.
So you don't like Benjamin Netanyahu?
I just heard about this guy 2 weeks ago since, like, the tweet, and I thought he had a funny name. I heard he's, like, really into, like, he's like a super killer. I could die for saying this. So,
in case it's the last time you ever hear from me.
Well, look.
My accounts, because they've been frozen by the Jewish banks. So, I need to watch my mails.
Well, CNN says why people are evil Nazis. So, I mean, I disagree with both statements, but I get the frozen.
I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I think we need to look at.
Oh, my goodness. Just because you don't like one group doesn't mean the other. Oh, look,
I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
Oh, man. Well, I have to disagree with that. Hey, but listen, we're going to go to break. Do I round up Jews in Nazi Germany? Do I get love then? Schwarzenegger said he loved Hitler. They gave him an award. I'm just saying, I don't like Nazis, and I don't like what some of the mafias are doing either.
I like Hitler. My accounts, because they've been frozen by the Jewish banks. So I need to watch my mails.
Well, CNN says why people are evil Nazis. So, I mean, I disagree with both statements, but I get the frozen.
I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I think we need to look at.
Oh, my goodness. Just because you don't like one group doesn't mean the other. Oh, look,
I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
Oh, man. Well, I have to disagree with that. Hey, but listen, we're going to go to break.
So obviously there is a German side to World War One and World War Two that a lot of people don't know. And it's always good to pursue the truth. That being said, do I think Adolf Hitler and the Nazis were, quote unquote, good? No, I think that whoever's trying to get that ring of power is always going to use deception and force and all that stuff. You know, do I think there's a pretty high chance that he burned down his own Reichstag? Oh, yeah. But the German people going towards the truth movement after the false and bank-driven World War One was good, and they shouldn't be slandered for that. You know, the population of Germany was trying to reconnect with family and truth and getting rid of sin in their society, and that's great. But I believe that once you get to puppet master level of politics, and that even includes Putin, even though right now I believe Putin is leading his country well, but I think all of them are controlled on some level, or else they wouldn't be allowed to be leaders of countries. Jones pimping 33 different kinds of pills and now a book. The big win will be when people get past the blame stage and get to the I don't. Yeah, and you know, I can see that happening with a lot of people. That the blame stage is hopefully passing by people quickly.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's gonna happen at the end of this, but you wanna fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday, December 2nd, 2022 broadcast. We have got so much news. It is all coming to a head right now. The political planets are aligned. You don't want to miss. know, tune in now at Infowars.com/show and radio stations across the country. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And it's Friday, December 2nd, 2022. I know a lot of people are tuned in today. We have a record audience here today of over 40 extra million people that tuned in. Only other time we had a bigger audience was election night 2016 when Trump rode in on that massive populist red wave. And that obviously was Kanye West, formerly Kanye West, yay West, in studio for 3 hours and 10 minutes. And everybody's tuning in, want to know the inside baseball or behind the scenes stuff. And I do have all that with what happened with him and Elon Musk last night, and then yay being banned on Twitter again, and the aftermath and what really happened behind the scenes and all the rest of it. And I'll be getting to that coming up in the last segment of this hour and then some into the next hour. But I've got to tell you, it's important for free speech. It's important to know the behind the scenes, what really went on. And it's the top story in the world right now, whereas potential nuclear war with Russia, global currency devaluations, the news coming out that indeed the so-called COVID shots are deadly and are causing mass illness, blood clots, and death. That's really the biggest story. And so quite frankly, I'm almost tempted not to talk about the interview yesterday because we've got this giant audience of millions of new people that have never tuned in. And what we normally do is not wear gimp mask on air and talk about how we love Hitler. It was trolling at an epic level. I did not know that was going to happen. I had been told that they wanted to come here and kind of move into some other subjects and other issues. I said, you can cover whatever you want. And when the Jew stuff started, I said, okay, I guess you're going to do the whole show on this. And I believe in the First Amendment, so I let, you know, Ye do that. He's left other interviews where they started interrupting him. So I let him say what he had to say. I told him I disagree with him. And, you know, Ye is a savant. There's no doubt. I'm not even a huge fan of hip-hop and rap. But I do like the better stuff, and his stuff is very, very, very complex, and he's obviously a very smart man in ways. But he even said he thinks he's autistic, and so everybody being mean to him or people saying, well, even if he's autistic, he's not allowed to say this. The guy is eccentric as it gets and is autistic, okay? So, and I've gotten a chance to talk to him on the phone and over the past, around him in person. The dude is autistic, okay? So, I think he's a nice person. I don't think he means bad. He's obsessed with symbols and engineering and things like that. And obviously the Nazis were as well. I mean, hell, the whole world's basically adopted their designs and everything they did. That's how they sold Germans on getting on board with them, was, you know, all the things they did. But I'm going to break down what I really think happened and where this is all going coming up at the end of the hour. But I need to hit the really big news first that's way more important, quite frankly, at the end of the day. And I tried to get Ye to get into the poison shots and get into what it's really all about and the human depopulation operation. But he didn't want to do that. And I've invited him back on. But I said, listen, you had your 3 hours of the whole, you know, Jew operation thing. I really want to get you on about other issues. And we're also going to talk about the fact that he has a right to free speech and he shouldn't be silenced or censored, obviously. But just because I agree with someone's right to free speech. It doesn't mean I have to agree with what they're saying or what they're doing. Now, he got banned on Twitter last night for putting up a image of a sun symbol. That's what the swastika is. It's a ancient symbol, at least 6,000 years old, found all over the Near East, what's India today, what's the Middle East today. And when he put it inside of the Star of David, which is really the Seal of Solomon, he put the Hindu or Sanskrit or Mesopotamian, Babylonian sun symbol in there that you see all over temples all over the world, Buddhist and others. And so they shouldn't ban the swastika. You shouldn't be banned for putting up a swastika off of Twitter or anywhere else. A Nazi swastika that's been rotated 90 degrees. That's the Hitler swastika, is a rolling swastika. This is not even a Nazi swastika he put up, and by California law, it's not even a hate symbol. And I know what he was talking about yesterday, because he was talking about bringing everybody together and loving everybody, including Zionists and Nazis, and that's what the symbol is supposed to say. And so he shouldn't even be banned by Twitter under their rules for that. Now, their rules are, obviously, that you can't encourage violence against other people. And I think it's really defamatory to say that he was encouraging violence against other people, because he did not call for violence against anybody and has said he's anti-war. But I'm done talking about yay for now. I don't mean that as an insult to say that he is autistic. You know, a little trick I've been able to do, and I think we're all a little bit autistic in different ways, you know, savantish, idiot savantish in ways, is that I could, well, especially when I was younger, be given a whole bunch of numbers just spit out at me, like 27, 145, 218, whatever, and then I could just almost always say the number if I didn't try. My brain just knew it. Now, that's a savantish type thing that we'll do. But I try to sit down and actually do math, by hand. I'm terrible at it. So that's there's thousands of different savantish things going on, and I'm not giving him a total free pass for things he said that just aren't true. I mean, I don't just need to read history books about Hitler. Both my grandfathers were in World War II. They didn't like to talk about it, but believe me, they were in Europe, especially my dad's dad, spent a lot of time in Europe, first in North Africa, then in Italy, and then right into Germany, and definitely said that what you've heard about definitely was going on, mile after mile after mile of dead people in these death camps. Mile after mile after mile after mile after mile of people stacked up 40, 50, 100 feet, and just the GIs pushing dead bodies in, with bulldozers into mass graves. And then that's just what the Nazis hadn't gotten cleaned up by the time they turn and run at the end of 1949 or evacuated back to Berlin. So I'm not going to go over a history lesson here, but I'm actually quite a history buff on World War II. I probably read 300 books on World War II, something I got into in high school and college. And so I've read all the main books, and I've also checked it with family. And Hitler was absolutely horrible, and 22 million Germans died. They killed 22 million Russians. That was the real war, 90% of the war. I mean, the U.S. and England were in the war, but kind of like third benchers, okay? It was the Russians and the Germans, point blank, for 3 years, killing each other. Once Hitler snuck attack Russia with Operation Barbarossa. But see, Ye doesn't know about Operation Barbarossa. He hasn't read 10 books on Operation Barbarossa. He hasn't read Julius Caesar's Battle for Gaul like I have. He hasn't read the writings of Napoleon Bonaparte. He hasn't read Mein Kampf. He hasn't read Mein Struggle. He hasn't read Adolf Hitler's book. So he doesn't know what he's talking about. Hitler was a complete psychopathic devil worshiper. He was not a Christian. He wanted to outlaw Christianity. He was an occultist. Period. It's an absolute fact. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stop right there. He was a pedophile. He had his niece that he was screwing for 10 years from the time she was 10 years old. She shot her mouth off, killed. But again, he was a meth head. He was nerve gassed twice in World War I, had their Congressional Medal of Honor, first class Iron Cross. He was a war hero. But the point is that he got nerve gassed the second time and thought he was the Messiah when he came out of his coma. But see, that's the frustration here. I can tell you all about Hitler because I found it very interesting and actually researched it. So I'm not mad at Ye. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Hitler's bad. I can also tell you he's bad. The ADL would like to be Hitler. The ADL's anti-American, anti-free speech, lying criminal organization, literally involved in the censorship and control of this country, trying to take over, and they're as big a threat to America as Adolf Alois Hitler was. And so that's the bottom line here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I said I wouldn't get into this story first, but I'm starting to. Oh, it's so frustrating. But Hitler was a competing eugenics model. The British had their plan. If you actually read The Rise of Hitler and Goering and Joseph Goebbels, they were competing with who? Who were they competing with? H.G. Wells and who else? That's right, Cecil Rhodes. The Nazis stole their plan for what you're now seeing being rolled out worldwide through the medical tyranny is depopulation and eugenics. And Hitler basically launched his own program, but against different groups. The globalists want to poison and dumb down and finally medicalize everybody and kill 90%+ of us. They make Hitler look like a lightweight. Understand that? H.G. Wells didn't just write science fiction. He was the top futurist for the British crown. That's why he wrote about atomic weapons in the 1890s. Oh, yeah. The technology is a lot more advanced, they tell you. But when we come back, though, the biggest news yet on the COVID front, Rand Paul calls out Fauci and says he murdered people, he created it, and he needs to go to prison.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a GoFix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday Show. Well, don't forget Ellen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. The Warham's coming up today and every weekday morning, 8 a.m. American Journal with the great Harrison Smith. All right, let me do this segment because I meant to do it last segment. I went on a whole rant about yay and kind of a prelude to what I'm going to be covering a little bit later in the hour and next hour. But let's talk about what is coming up today that's so big. Senator Paul has done what should be done and what I've been calling for and what I called for last week. We know Fauci created COVID-19. We have all the documents. We told you this in February and March of 2020. We had top biological weapons experts, the author of the U.S. Biological Chemical Weapons Laws, the former top U.N. prosecutor on these weapons, on to tell you that we have the documents that he specifically created, gain of function, COVID-19. They had it prepared in 2018. They called it COVID-19. They released it. They came to the Pentagon when Trump was in office and said, oh, we're going to release it to study stuff in caves in China. And Trump said no. So they're trying to set Trump up with not just getting him to push the poison mRNA shots that aren't vaccines, but also to sign on to releasing it in China. That's London Telegraph broke that a year and a half after we broke it. So we've got the inside scoop on all this. So Paul has come out specifically and said, you gain a function, you lied to Congress, and now we know at Boston University and at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, not just in Boston, Massachusetts, and also in London, Fauci and the NIH have funded three other gain of function programs with COVID-19, weaponizing it in humanized mice, which have the exact same effect, the pathogens on those mice as humans. They're mice-human chimera clones. People, that stuff doesn't exist. That's 40 years old, okay? But the point is that they then rolled all of this out, and they weaponize it where it kills 80% of the mice. So not a COVID that kills less than 1% of people, one that kills 80% of those that get infected, okay? Doesn't mean it kills 80% of people. It means if you get infected, 80% die. The whole point is you don't want to get infected. You want to have your immune system boosted and going. But that's what these psychos are making. There were huge scandal that Obama was funding this in 2015 with Fauci. They just put the Scientist magazine up there about it. Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So for Fauci to get up there, well, this is a huge scandal in 2015 that he was doing it and say they've never had gain of function when he ran conferences titled in support of gain of function research and had C-SPAN discussions about supporting gain of function. So we have him. But now Senator Paul has come out and said, we have you, we have the proof, we've caught you red-handed. And he also said, you will not get away. So I don't want any political violence, I don't want any extrajudicial violence, I don't want anybody to harm a hair or a whisker on his chinny-chin-chin. Nobody should harm Daszak or Fauci or Gates or any of them until they've been indicted, until they've been convicted, and then you know what needs to happen to them for biological weapons development and release against the people. It's more than just life in a supermax. That's what the U.S. Code states. These people need to be in a lot of trouble for what they've done. So next segment, I'm going to drill into all of that, play part of the interview that Senator Paul did last night on Fox News, and so much more. Then we've got the British government admitting that there are triple the normal rate of deaths happening in the U.K. that were happening just 3 years ago, and it's not COVID. Well, of course it's not. It's the shots. So we're going to be getting to all of that incredibly important information. And then we're going to explain why they're doing it. Got a stack of articles from mainstream news here, how it's going to be good to depopulate the Earth and how wonderful it'll be when there's no more humans and how shouldn't we all agree we're a bad species and should be gotten rid of. Here's Atlantic Monthly. The people cheering for humanity's end. But if they can't do it right away with a bioweapon, they're going to do it with abortion, sterilization, the transgender movement that is admittedly a system to make it popular to sterilize autistic and other handicapped individuals. Planned Parenthood sexual education director claims that all children are born sexual. We're going to explain how that's a form of birth control that can screw them up early and what the statistics show and kill their trajectory. Then that ties into Avatar director James Cameron says testosterone is a toxin men must terminate from their system. So that's what this entire agenda is. We're going to be getting to all of that. We're going to look at the Herschel Walker race in Georgia and how they're already getting ready to steal it. Pre-programming that he's lost, he's failed, everyone's turning against him. They're already pre-programming that in everybody's head. We'll look at the actual numbers on that front as well. We'll also look at the economy and November jobs reports and what's happening with real inflation numbers and a lot more coming up here today. And then we have Mike Adams joining us, investigative journalist of National News, breaking some major, major news. And I'm just going to leave it at that. That's coming up in the third hour. I also intend to open the phones up here today. And I'm tempted. I might come in Saturday. I'm thinking about it. I want to talk to the crew because they deserve a break. I might do a three-hour live show tomorrow that's internet only and just take phone calls. Because I do want to hear from all of you on those fronts as well. And then there's more censorship news we're going to get to. The second largest church in Ukraine has been banned because it has an association with Russians. Well, Russia was founded 1,000 years ago in what is Ukraine today. Translates out to like Slav the Wise. That's why they're called Slavs after this one guy. Russia was founded in Ukraine. Then it got conquered by the Muslims for about 110 years. And then there was only one group of Slavs left that had control. That was the Moscow tribe. They reinvaded in a multi-year war that killed estimated hundreds of thousands of people, kicked the Muslims out. And so that's why the new capital of the Slavs was Moscow. This is all a Slavic civil war. But AP reports it like it's no big deal. Ukraine bans religious organizations with links to Russia. And it goes on to say the Orthodox Church of Ukraine, which was founded by Slav the Wise. He has a longer name. That's the boil down. So the founding church of Ukraine over 1,000 years ago is now banned in Ukraine. Boy, isn't Zelensky a Democrat? Isn't he a nice guy? Isn't he a wonderful person? Doesn't mean I defend the Russians, but this is a Slavic civil war and now a proxy war leading into a larger full war between NATO and Russia that could end civilization on this planet as we know. So that is a big, big deal, outlawing the second largest church in Ukraine. All right, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back with some other big financial news concerning not just the economy, not just you individually, but this broadcast, some of the biggest news concerning the future of InfoWars ever. On the other side of this break, and our ability to stay on air and be able to cover things and push for things and expose things that they don't want getting out. And 9 times out of 10, we are credited by enemies of freedom and lovers of freedom. We're credited by George Soros, and we're credited by the UN, and we're credited by Klaus Schwab, and we're credited by all of them as being the vector of the evil populism. But we're also credited by Tucker Carlson and so many others as being the main progenitor of the major talking points based in truth that are countering the entire globalist narrative. So I'm extremely honored to be in that position. But to stay in that position, it takes money to fight a war. And that's what we're in. We're in a war. So I'm not going to just come back and plug some products until you give us money. I'm going to give you the big financial news about InfoWars and about its future and about my future and really just let you know that it is 100% in your hands. Just like your destiny is in your own hands and your soul is in your own hands, your decision with free will, whether to love God or not. And it's also in your hands whether we're going to stay on air. So I have total confidence that it's up to God and working through you. God works through you, that if you want us to stay on air, you will. But I've got some big news on the other side. I declared personal bankruptcy this morning. We'll tell you more about it straight ahead.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free free shipping on all orders $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So I want to welcome the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions more of new listeners and viewers tuning in at InfoWars.com and radio and TV stations dotted across this fine nation and the world. And again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. A lot of you are tuning in for the first time, maybe the second time. What's this all about? What happened with Ye, formerly Kanye West, here yesterday? I'll get to that more next hour. But it's important to understand that the battle to take us off the air has nothing to do with Sandy Hook, nothing to do with stuff the media has taken and blown up out of context. It's about setting a precedent to take everybody off the air that is going to oppose this globalist New World Order Great Reset that's now out in the open. And because we've been vindicated in my 28 years of work and your work and all of our work together exposing this and all the countless guests and experts we've had on, they have to get us off the air because the credibility's gone away and the people are listening. It's very, very simple. So here's the long and short of it. I've never run this show as the goal to amass wealth, though I do like living in a nice house and don't take care of my family. But I would lose all of that today and go to prison or be lined up against a wall and shot if we could snap our fingers and I could give my life, or I'm sure you would do it if you give your life for your children and grandchildren. I do this because I know it's true, and I know the globalists are evil. I know what they're doing is corrupt and bad, and so that's my main impetus for doing this. Though it takes money to operate, it takes money to stay on air. And so in the last 6 years, there was a major PR campaign by the Democratic Party that even hired top PR firms. All this came out in the last 2 months. What we suspected was all confirmed. The main PR firm out of New York that does the UN's PR, the Democratic Party's PR, much their PR, they did opposition research against InfoWars for supporting Trump and said, what has he done that we can really get him on and then say that he's Trump's brain? And they said, well, out of everything he's done, we could take this out of context, him doing 23 minutes over a few years questioning Sandy Hook like he questioned so many other big events. Not a story we pre-generated, not a story we first created, but we covered the Internet having questions. It was a non-issue in 2015 and 16 and even 17. To a great extent. It wasn't even in the news. When I got banned off Twitter, it was for other reasons. You didn't even see Sandy Hook mentioned. So they built Sandy Hook up in late 2016-17, ran national news stories everywhere, coordinated with the Democrats in the deep state to make me the Sandy Hook guy and then sue me. But then once they sued me, they didn't have any proof or evidence of what they claimed I did, so they had judges default me in Texas and Connecticut. So they could then say I was guilty, unprecedented, and then have juries be part of their little show trials to decide how guilty I was. We couldn't defend ourselves. We couldn't put on evidence. Since then, the judge in Texas just came out 2 weeks ago. It was big national news. They said, despite state law, she says Jones will pay $50 million, though state law says it's capped at $5 million. And she said, I don't care what the law says. She had a bunch of other unprecedented stuff as well, saying, well, even though the jury didn't hear these charges, we're going to let the plaintiff's lawyer say Jones is guilty of elder abuse and all this other weird stuff. She said, yes, the jury finds him guilty of that, too. So she didn't just find me guilty and then tell them I'm guilty and then have them find me guilty again under her order. She then said, they also found me guilty of stuff they never had put before them in their jury charge. I mean, this is just the most flagrant, absurd fraud the world could even imagine. But it's judicial tyranny. It's the system making a move. It doesn't mean all the judicial systems and everything are corrupt yet, but this process of globalist takeover is here. So first, it's a 900 and something million-dollar verdict, almost a billion. And then the judge adds on 400-and-something million. And so it's now up at $1.5 billion-plus. And, you know, just a couple years ago, I had an emergency backup of a couple million dollars. That's all gone. So I've got a couple $100,000 now in the bank. That's completely on empty if you're somebody as big as I am with all my bills. It's actually a liberating feeling because I've told the truth. I've done my best. I've made mistakes. But I'm here targeted by a powerful power structure that's just using PR firms and families as their shield to come after the First Amendment, not just the Second Amendment. And so, as this progressed, and I did bankruptcy with Free Speech Systems, it was maxed out and basically going insolvent, and they were lying and saying I had hundreds of millions of dollars and letting witnesses get on the stand that are supposedly financial experts with no proof and just making up, I've got $400 million and the company's got all this money. None of it true. Alice in Wonderland, complete fiction. And then they still said to the court, even though it was proven not to be true, no, he's got all this money. Well, I'm officially out of money personally. And it's all going to be filed, it's going to be public, and you will see that Alex Jones has almost no cash and is, if you add their judgments against me, in the hole for over $1.5 billion. Now, they put those big numbers out to crush our will and to crush your will and to make you think, well, that's so big, he's going off the air, we better just stop supporting him. And they said, don't bet on Alex Jones at press conferences, don't buy his products, he's going off air, we're going to win. They don't want us to appeal these cases. They will be overturned or the company's gone anyways. They don't want us to stay on air. They've admitted, we'll play the clips. In both cases, they want us off air. That's their goal. They don't want money for these families, any of this with those claims. They want me off air. They've said that. They've repeated it all over the news. They've done countless interviews. Well, we're not going to let them do that. But at the same time, if I am personally completely out of money, and obviously can never even pay these fake debts and these fake judgments, then I have to declare bankruptcy. And this is a 100% needed and probably should have been done a long time ago. But I filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in Houston this morning. And now under penalty of perjury and the whole nine yards, it's all going to be right there that they have misrepresented everything, and you're going to know the absolute truth, and that I told you the absolute truth and nothing but the truth on my children's souls. And so they are in a panic, according to what my lawyer witnessed in court in Connecticut this morning. They are just absolutely flabbergasted because I believe they believe that their own BS, that I had all this money. So here's my statement on this, and I'm not making further statements on it after this, but here's the official statement. Early this morning, I filed a voluntary petition for Chapter 11 in Houston, Texas. The Alex Jones Show will continue as before, but with a greater purpose. This Chapter 11 will allow for all of the litigation, as well as any disputes regarding my assets and liabilities, to be handled by the same bankruptcy court handling the Free Speech Systems Chapter 11 case. And the same judge was appointed by the federal court to this. That's not our doing. That just happened. While FSS and I intend to appeal the Texas and Connecticut judgments collectively now, more than $1.5 billion, it is my intent to proceed with the Chapter 11 in a good faith and to attempt to reach amicable resolutions with my creditors. As the Alex Jones Show moves forward with greater purpose, so will I. Now, I'm done talking about that, but here's the bottom line. I know we're in a recession. I know things are falling apart. We see all the numbers. This is very simply put. I'm in your hands. This operation's in your hands. You need this operation to stay on air. So everybody needs to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and then you get great products that empower your life, your libido, your energy, your immune system. Most importantly, with the biggest sales of the year, because we're barely treading water at Free Speech, to be able to be successful and stay on the air in this bankruptcy, because that's what it is. It's Chapter 11, Subchapter 5. But we're doing okay. We'll be able to fund things and move forward thanks to your support. I personally am paid a paltry amount to what I was paid before. Out of this, that's fine. I don't care about the money. So but I care about staying on air. So I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up, and I'm counting on you not to give up as well. We have 100% chance of succeeding and exposing this and going through the appeals and staying on air as long as I'm healthy and as long as I'm able to, and as long as the nuclear war doesn't break out, if you fund InfoWars. So you're the variable. Everything is in your hands. It is your decision. And I'm not guilting you. I'm not saying you better do this. I'm saying it's a choice you've got to make to commit to get great products you need in books and films and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, Regulize Complete, so much more. Knockout Ultimate Sleep Formula. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. We're up against the deep state and the globalist. I've got the little guys. They've got their globalist funding. We're going to win. Thanks for your support.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This for what it is, a criminal, out-of-control, mad scientist group of eugenicists who openly call for depopulation, Fauci, Bill Gates, that whole coterie, that whole cadre, they have been doing this forever, since the 80s, intimately involved in HIV and drugs that killed people like AZT they knew didn't work. I mean, this guy's been a villain the whole time. He lied to Congress. The list goes on and on. But now Rand Paul's coming right out and saying, we have the documents, we have the emails, you weaponized COVID. You killed 7 million people that have died from COVID, and you will be held accountable, and your shots don't work, and they're making people sick, and you should stop giving the military these poison shots and stop trying to make school children take them. By the way, Pfizer came out 2 days ago, and it's in my stack. I didn't see it in my video list, guys. And they said, actually, Tucker covered it last night. I told you this 2.5 years ago, they're going to want 6 to 8 shots a year. It's a gene therapy. Now, how did I know? Bill Gates was telling his shareholders, where they make 20-to-1, you know, invest a dollar, make $20, unprecedented. He told his investors, people are going to take 6 to 8 shots a year. It's a business plan. They know it doesn't work. They know it erases your immune system. They're worse than crack dealers. They're worse than people selling OxyContin and, you know, MIT creating fentanyl. What a business model where they erase your immune system and give you blood clots, and then you get sicker and sicker. They give you more and more of the very shots that kill you. Well, that's what they did with remdesivir. 36% of people that took it had renal failure, kidney failure, organ failure, and they knew it didn't help anybody. But that's what Fauci recommends, because he's a psychotic Joseph Mengele, and you can't recognize it because you're not Jeffrey Dahmer, you're not Joseph Mengele, you're not Anthony Fauci. But now the quiet part's being said out loud. Now the part that we're not supposed to say is being said by a doctor, Senator Paul, and all the documents. I didn't just come up with this in February of 2020. I had the experts on. I called the top people. They said it's a weapons project started by Obama that they got exposed in 2015. They moved it to China, but they're also secretly doing it here, and it's man-made. And all these foreign institutions that have CRISPR gene-editing scanners scanned the damn virus and said it's five viruses, chimeras, with the actual gene injection points, the P2 shuttle genes and others, just like everybody knows Frankenstein's different parts because he's got stitches. It literally has the injection points. They know exactly how it was made, who did it. It's like saying a 57 Chevy just appeared in the Mojave Desert. They just sand blew around and made it. This thing is way more complex than a 57 Chevy. They made it. It's artificial, like the watch I'm wearing or the camera filming me right now. Open and shut, done. They made it. They obviously released it to destabilize things and get rid of Trump. And now Senator Paul is saying, you are going to get it. You're not getting away. We've caught him red-handed. He won't get away. And once we finally start indicting these criminals, the entire house of cards, like dominoes, will fall. The entire house of cards will come raining down. All they've got is their chutzpah. All they've got is their arrogance. All they've got is their bravado that they control the media and they control the Justice Department. Well, you know what? You don't control our brains and our minds. And there are medical doctors and scientists worldwide exposing you. And there are hearings from Australia to Germany in their parliaments. And criminal investigations have been begun against Pfizer and Moderna and Bill Gates and Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci. And you will be held accountable. Just like Hitler and just like Joseph Mengele, his mad scientist, thought they were invincible. They're not invincible. Stalin, Mao, Hitler, all these people are not invincible. And we're not going to let Hitler 2.0 in the embodiment of Fauci carry this out. Oh, he didn't tell you he loves Hitler publicly. He actually carries it out at a level that would make Hitler blush. Here's part of that report last night with Senator Rand Paul. This is important.
Goodbyes are always hard. But as the saying goes, don't be sad it's over, be glad it happened. But in his final month on the throne of science, Dr. Anthony Fauci is having a tough time saying goodbye to the cameras. We keep thinking Fauci's done his farewell interview, but then he does another and another and another. The science tells us it's actually more dangerous to get between Fauci and a camera than it is to catch COVID. Today, he stopped by the Washington Post, where he left them with one last departing message.
To much of the country, you're a hero. To another significant portion of the country, you've become the villain. How do you hope people are going to remember you?
Well, you're right. There is a dichotomy if you do the numbers, with all due respect to the people who hate me, I think you're outnumbered by the people who feel differently than you do.
Fauci's reading his own press clippings. I've seen my poll numbers. They're pretty good. He wants you to remember him as a hero, even though he was wrong on the travel ban, masks, lockdown, school closures, warp speed, vaccine effectiveness, vaccine mandates, and the lab leak. But Fauci could never admit he was wrong. Fauci was always the victim.
Ideologies were spilling over into an agenda or a discussion of what should have been purely public health issues. And being the person who's very visible in that regard, I became the target. The enemy is the virus. It's not each other. And if you look around at some of the things that have gone on in our country, it appears that we are more enemies of each other than we are of the virus.
Philosopher Fauci, where do you get this deep knowledge? No hero should ever be the target, but every hero should always admit they're not perfect, which Dr. Fauci had a tough time doing.
Is there a moment of your career that you wish you could do over?
Yasmin, no. And I know people are going to respond to that. who say, well, what does he think? He's perfect. Absolutely. I'm the first to admit I'm far from perfect. But when you say do over, you know, I really can't see something that I would do completely over.
Senator Rand Paul joins us now. Don't you love it when someone asks you what you've done wrong in your life and you pause for about 40 seconds and scratch your chin?
Let me count the ways. Likely there is no public figure or public health figure that has made a greater error in judgment than Dr. Fauci. The error in judgment was to fund gain-of-function research in a totalitarian country, fund research that allowed them to create superviruses that in all likelihood accidentally leaked into the public and caused 7 million people to die. Think about it. This is right up there with decisions, some of them malevolent or military, to kill millions of people. This accidental, but it goes to judgment. Talk about errors. You think he might apologize to the world for funding research that allowed superviruses to be created in a lab that was not properly outfitted for safety, that people were already reporting was dangerous, to support that type of research, and then to look the other way and say nothing to see here, and to cover it up. For the last 2 years, he's been covering his tracks, but we've got him red-handed, and he won't get away. Historically, he will be remembered for one of the worst judgments in the history of modern medicine.
Criminally, this would probably fall under involuntary manslaughter. But we're not in a criminal court, so I guess it's just politics. 6 million people can die worldwide, and it's, oops, I was probably right. No one asked me any questions. You're going to be asking some tough questions in the next couple days. You're playing a game of chicken. I'm hearing the Defense Department is not getting funded unless they hire back unvaxxed military men and women. How do you think that's going to play out?
You know, our young men and women who volunteer, we have an all-volunteer army, that volunteer to defend our country, to put their lives on the line, they deserve to have their religious freedom as well as their medical choices and freedom to decide what goes into their body. We know this, and this is a scientific fact. The vaccine does not prevent you from getting an infection. It doesn't prevent you from transmitting an infection. And for young people, there isn't significant evidence to show that it reduces the severity or the hospitalization. The military's become so woke, and they're demanding you get a vaccine that you don't need. So something's got to change.
Hopefully that changes things, and we'll be following how that plays out. Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, hour number two is coming up. I'm going to hit a lot of big yay developments, the inside baseball. The puppet president's come out and responded and attacked the interview. That is coming up next hour and so much more. Mike Adams as well. Please don't forget, we brought it back. Store-wide free shipping on orders $50 or more. And we're selling out of amazing products like Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force Plus, our ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies, 95% humanoid. You need to be taking this stuff. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Keep us on air, folks, and boost your immune system today at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, free shipping is back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Christmas 2020.